Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day, good day, good day, wherever you are on the planet, on planet Earth, welcome. You are through to the Lunar Lounge podcast with myself, Israel Ajozi, show brought to you by Magic Mind. Go get this shot. I'm telling you, it's going to give you a whole new perspective on life. I'm telling you, seriously. Official sponsors right here of the Lunar Lounge podcast, Magic Mind, go get. I don't know why it's not showing so clear. Or is it me? Why isn't it not showing clear? Oh, there you can. You can see it now, you know. I do put the information. There is a discount code for any of you guys who want to support the show. Or, you know, I say support the show, but you're actually supporting yourself. Getting yourself healthier. Isn't that not what we want? We want a healthier life. And I've been telling you, I've been back in the gym. And like, even these youngsters can't keep up with me. Yeah, anyhow, go get your drinks. The details, they won't be below at the moment. But if you go on to some of my past, on the past shows, the details are there in the, you know, information box below the video. And they are there. And you can get the discount code. Yeah, man, you get the discount code because you listen to the Lunar Lounge podcast with myself, Israel Ajozi. So, yeah, thank you very much. Welcome to the show. I am live. Yes, I am live on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. So welcome to you guys. Although I do not see the Facebook, but, you know, it is what it is. Welcome to the show. If you're listening to the show for the first time, by the way, I am available on all podcast platforms. You're probably listening to the show right now on one of the podcast platforms. Spotify, Apple, Amazon, the Lunar Lounge podcast show is available. It's an astrological show which aims to inform, enlighten, spread the knowledge of the cosmos, of astrology. However, I do connect it with different things, mythology, psychology, cosmology, all the studies, all the esoteric arts, so to speak, you know, all that kind of, you know, that stuff that sometimes you guys perceive as weird. Weird's good. it's necessary. Anyhow, that is what this show essentially is about. Later on in the show, well, of course, you all know competition. We do not have a winner. Some people have tried. You know what the question was, right? Okay. Well, I might leave it on again this week, or I may just pose another one. Might give you another chance to win that £30. Then later on in the show, of course, we're going to have the tarot card of the week, you know, as I normally do towards the end of the show. So, yeah, tarot card of the week, that will be coming up later. In a while, I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. Let us see where the planets are, you know, in real time, and how, what is it that we can be looking forward to over the course of the next, 2 weeks. Today's the 15th. We're halfway through May already. Can't believe that. And about to be halfway through the year. We're going to be entering the 6th month in 2 weeks' time. Anywho, what is the weather like where you are right now? is the question. And I'm noticing, as I'm speaking to you guys, I don't know if you're getting a delay, but my screen is, the only thing I can put it up to is that my computer needs more RAM. I've bought more RAM. It's got, I'm on some 16, I don't know. I'm going to need one of these gamer computers. I'm going to need to step it up. That's the only explanation. I'm plugged into the internet. My internet's quick. My internet's fast. So, hey, I don't want to hear no, problems there. However, it is kind of, you may find me just moving a little bit, a little bit slow. But welcome to everybody, all of you guys who are listening to me on the Instagram, on the YouTube, on Facebook. Shout outs to Pamela. Shout outs to Dravilange. Is it Dravilange? Am I pronouncing it correctly? Shout out to LaDonna. Shout out to Faye. Shout out to Rach Angel. Hey. Oh, hi, from Florida. Okay, we got somebody from Florida. Are you in Miami? Are you in Miami, Florida? Shout out to Yvette. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening to wherever you are on the globe. Shout out to those people as well who are coming on the Instagram as well. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. Like I said, I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. What's the weather like where you are? I'm in somewhat partially blue sky, but cloudy London, UK. But let's say, it is heating up. Ah, you're in Jacksonville. Okay. So shout outs to, is it Rach Angel? Do I say Rach Angel? Rach Angel. Shout outs to those people in Jacksonville. And welcome to the show. So we'll be talking astrology, of course. We'll be bringing up the chart in a moment. I'll be sharing my screen and you'll be seeing the chart. And we should be looking at where the planets, what it is that we're looking forward to. We've got a full moon in Sagittarius coming up, haven't we? Well, the next new moon is going to be in June. I may talk more about that maybe next week, if not the week after. But let's focus on the month of... we've got about, 5 or 6 more days left of the Taurus month. Then we're going to be moving into the Gemini month. Things should be speeding up right there. So, yeah, it is what it is. Keep your questions coming. Shout out to Tiffany in Memphis, Tennessee. We love the Memphis. Yeah. Welcome to the show. It says, Rachel Angel saying, being windy and rainy. Okay, so it's windy and rainy in Jacksonville. I wouldn't have thought that. Well, you guys are near the water, aren't you? But still, I always associate, I'm thinking Miami, of course, but I always, my image of Florida or Miami particularly is sunny, because that's the, that's the images that I get. Party town. It is what it is. It does happen. So I'm just looking here. What the hell is going on? I'm just fiddling with my bits and bobs and just trying to see who's here. Shout out to Pooja, who's just joined us here on the Instagram. Welcome to the show. So, what was I going to say? Okay, let's get the show on the road, right? Let's get the chart of the moment up on the road. So let's, got to do my fiddling about, pressing buttons and stuff. Share screen, please. Moi. And here we go. So the moon is in Leo. Not going to be in Leo for long. We'll be moving into Virgo very soon. So, yeah. Shout outs. But we do have a Leo moon at present. So yeah, maybe we should pose for the pictures. I have been talking about, it's quite interesting. The moon is actually squaring the sun right now. Exact, exact. I don't feel no tension. Normally that's a bit of a tension moment, you know, moon square, but it's that breakthrough, isn't it? It's the we've gone through that first week. So last week we had that new moon in Taurus, and here is the first week from that. So all of our thoughts, remember the rituals that I've been speaking about, and I'm going to want to be speaking more about that, of certain things that you can do in order to, if you want to say better, enhance certain aspects of your life. So this is the first square of that. So the moon's actually squaring the sun right now, just before she leaves the sign and enters the sign of Virgo. But let's look at the planets. We can see here Mercury here is at the right end of Aries. Later on today, shout out to Jackie, joined us here on the YouTube. Mercury is going to move into Taurus today. The planet of communication is going to enter Taurus, going to slow things down. So we're going to have Mercury in Taurus, we're going to have Venus in Taurus, Uranus, of course, Sun in Taurus, and Jupiter in Taurus. So we've got lots of Taurus energy still to come. Yeah? It's quite interesting because people are, they're talking, I'm getting a lot of people talking about things slowing down. They're picking up that Taurus energy. I say they're picking up the Taurus energy. They're experiencing their Taurus energy very much. I've just noticed, well, I've got Moon in Taurus, of course, but I've just noticed how I've just been getting more and more indulgent with the senses over the last couple of weeks, you know, experimenting with foods and different tastes and tastes from Asia and, you know, various parts of Europe and South America and various parts of Africa and just bringing it all in. Caribbean too. You got to throw that in there too. But it's quite interesting. But a lot of people are talking about all this Taurus energy, and I'm sensing it may be a bit troubling for some people because it's Taurus energy is a slow energy. It's not rush. I think the Mars in Aries may be sort of like alluding that there is a quick energy out there for us to be tapping into, and I think some of us are, but I think we're kind of going from fast slow, Aries Taurus, and I think that's what's happening, and people are getting frustrated with that. They don't know how to handle those energies, but yeah, I understand. And like I said, I've been saying it for months now. All these planets that are just bunched up together. I haven't seen nothing like this in a long while, where all these planets are just bunched up together, from that 2 degrees of where Pluto is in Aquarius, or what is that, 3 degrees now, but he's moving retrograde, at 3 degrees of Aquarius to 27 degrees of Taurus, where Jupiter is. That's about to change in the next couple of weeks because Jupiter's about to switch signs. So he's going to go into Gemini, but talk about that in a moment. But Mercury is moving into Taurus. That's where all this stuff started. Mercury is going into Taurus. So, you know, the planet of communication is being made to be grounded. Taurus is an earth sign. It needs to be grounded. It needs to be rooted in something hands-on, tangible, something that we can touch, feel, taste. That's what Mercury in Taurus is going to be communicating. So if we've got the planet of communication moving into Taurus, things will be slowed down and our ability to communicate is going to be needed to be physicalized and be something more hands-on and something more tangible. Bonjour from the south of France. Shout out to Fane. Join us here on the Instagram in the south of France. Where are you? Are you in Nice or are you in the more upper regions of Saint-Tropez or Cannes? Are you on your beautiful yacht in the south of France? That will be fitting for a Taurus month. Yvette is saying, yes, Taurus energy. I bought a box of Thornton's chocolates and ate the whole lot. Very unlike me. Oh, thanks for the update on that one, Yvette. I've noticed one thing that I have noticed. I mean, I do have a sweet tooth personally, but I have noticed like the amount of sweets I've been scoffing and chocolate that I've been eating also as well in the last, since the Taurus season, definitely has definitely gone up by, I don't know, 30, 40, maybe 50%. Maybe I'm lying to myself. Maybe it's even 60%. But anyway, yes, I noticed that. Yeah, I have been indulging more in the senses. There's no two ways about that. And the sweet tooth, you know, Taurus does like something nice and sweet. Fane is telling me near Avignon. Is it Avignon or Avignon? I don't know there. It sounds very nice. I always encourage people to travel. Very good to travel. Go places, man. Go places where you've never been. Always very, very good. Yes, she said it was delicious. Yes. I'm sure you. It was delicious. That is the Taurus nature. So, and Mercury is going to be joining the Taurus lineup later today. Do remember that the Sun is conjunct Jupiter right now. Very good, very auspicious, very good for if you want to. Now, tomorrow's Thursday. Thursday is ruled by the planet Jupiter. Jupiter, which is a very auspicious time of the year, which only happens once a year for a period of maybe about a week or so, where the Sun is in close proximity to where Jupiter is. It's quite auspicious. Jupiter being that planet that is, you know, luck, abundance, opportunity, can open up doorways, yeah? Can produce some growth in your life. So, Sun, Jupiter, we may want to tomorrow's Jupiter's day, like I said, Thursday. So perhaps at sunrise, get yourself a planetary app. But at sunrise tomorrow, wherever you are on the globe, according to your own time zone, at sunrise, the first hour of the day will be ruled by Jupiter. Do an affirmation, do visualization, mantra, prayer, however you want it. And put it out there in the ethos. Tomorrow would be a perfect day for that with this Sun conjunct Jupiter. It's really good stuff, actually. So you definitely want to that. So that's getting closer and closer. We've also got Venus, also which will be over the course of the next couple of days. So Mercury moves into Taurus today. Tomorrow, the Sun, Jupiter is going to be even more closer. Venus and Uranus will also be very close. Now, Venus, Uranus is, shout out to Lola, join us here. Shout out to, is it Buddy, okay. Badiak Chokki. Please forgive me if I'm pronouncing your name wrong. I'm terrible at names. I'm doing too many shout outs. Welcome to the show. Anyhow, what I was saying here, Venus Uranus, this can be really, now, it many manifestations. First and foremost, anything with Uranus is so much unpredictable, very unsteady. It can just go off at any time. Now, Venus Uranus often brings a spark in the areas of relationships, especially for those people who may have planets in signs like Taurus or Libra. Either way, this can bring some spark, generally speaking, globally speaking, collectively speaking. It can bring a ray of excitement. You know, Uranus has that, you know, that electricity to, you know, sort of turn Venus around and put a spark in her step. So in the area of romance, in the area of pleasure seeking, in the area of relationships, this can really be good. If any of you guys are single out there and perhaps are embarking on a relationship over the course of the next few days, yeah, but Venus Uranus is really asking us to do something different. That's what Venus conjunct Uranus is about. Do something different. Approach it from a different perspective. Maybe do something, take it out of your comfort zone. Shout out to Virgo Verity. Lola saying, hi, everyone. Only been here a little while. Hi. Doesn't matter how long you've been here. You're welcome. But yeah, so Venus Uranus is really about doing things, you know, something that it's doing something different from the norm. For us who are in relationships, it's common and it's very usual for people to get into a kind of rhythm. You kind of know each other and we get complacent. Well, Venus Uranus is a really good time to perhaps maybe make that change. Put a bit of spark into the relationship. Do something different. Go somewhere different. Do it in a different way. That is what it's really about. And for those of people out there who are single, who are perhaps maybe embarking on a relationship, especially over the course of the next few days, how about you try doing it in a different way? How about you try a different approach? And if you do that, you get the success. That is what Venus Uranus essentially is about. Do something different. Do something eccentric. Uranus will always be the great awakener, the one that shakes us out of our, you know, norms. Nothing wrong with the norms, but the norms get boring. You know what I mean? And Uranus is anything but boring. So do something different. Be naughty. You can be naughty, but still be nice. That is Venus Uranus. But also another aspect of Venus Uranus is we could expect some major, unpredictable expenditures. Watch how you're spending your money over the course of the next couple of days. I've been watching this Venus Uranus, and I'm like, listen, man, it's like, I don't even want to go to the shop. I'm being tight right now. Like, I'm just holding on to that money. Like, you know, I don't want to. And even then, it's like, oh, my God, yeah, I do need that. Oh, yeah, let me buy that. Oh, look at that. Oh, that looks nice. Let me buy that. And before you know it, boom, boom, boom. You know what I mean? £100 gone down the drain. Venus Uranus. So unexpected expenditures, spending money abruptly, spending money, in a very unpredictable way. Again, Venus Uranus. So yeah, do watch out for that, because there's been a lot of that. And the Venus Uranus is getting closer and closer. At the moment, Venus is at 20 degrees. Well, tomorrow she'll be at 20 degrees. Uranus is at 23. So on the 18th, in 3 days' time, the Sun conjunct Jupiter will be exact. However, on the 17th, the day prior, so in 2 days' time, we're going to have the exact conjunction of Venus and Uranus. Yeah? So you definitely won't want to be watching your money. That's for sure. Don't play around, man. Because before you know it, that money gone. Yesterday I went out and I had to do some shopping, and I said, yeah. In my mind, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to buy this. I budgeted. I should spend more than £50. I just need a few bits and bobs. Nothing major. I spent double that, and I still didn't get what I originally want. Two of the things that I set out to buy, I still didn't get. But yet, I overspent. Double. Yeah, have a laugh. But you know, it's crazy. But hey, Venus Uranus, it gets you somehow, and that's the nature of shopping these days. Anyway, with everything on the increase. So in 2-3 days' time, we're gonna Venus Uranus. And we are then pretty much the day after, on the 18th, in 3 days' time from now, we're going to be getting the Sun conjunct Jupiter. Really good. But it's happening now. Very potent. So between now to the 18th, we got a very nice Sun conjunct Jupiter. And on the 19th of May, the Sun will then move into the sign of Gemini. On the 19th, we will still have the four planets in Taurus, Mercury, Uranus, of course, Venus and Jupiter will still be there. The Sun will move into Gemini on the 19th. So get it while you can. Get that blessing, that Sun-Jupiter blessing, by the 18th. You've got 3 days. And my advice is try to utilize it tomorrow, because it's Jupiter's day tomorrow, right? That's what you do. Tap into the Jupiter energy. For those of you who want to burn candles, get yourself, I tell you what, for Jupiter, you want to be working with frankincense. Get yourself some frankincense. Get yourself some essential oils, frankincense. Get yourself a purple or a violet color candle. And you can light that and you can burn some frankincense. And I tell you, the Jupiter energy soaks that up. That is for Jupiter. So you do that tomorrow at sunrise, make your prayer, and you are good to go. You are good to go. Jackie's saying, I'm so glad. I was given a box of chocolates yesterday. Yum. Another one with chocolates. What's going on? Is this the chocolate show? Shout out to DI Stockers, joined us here on the Instagram. Shout out to Sai Magos. I'm terrible with names. I'll tell you, some of these names that you guys come up with, man. I don't know. Apologies if I pronounce your name incorrectly, but welcome to the Lunar Line Show. So you want to be tapping into that sound? Good. It's really, really good. To give a testimony, a little bit of a testimony, I tapped into it. I'm not going to say what, I'm not going to go into the details, but I actually, this morning, it manifested for me, this Sun Jupiter. And I did that even yesterday. Could you believe? Yeah, that's how, you know, put your mind to it and you get it. So you tap into that, and it, and I'm talking like it gave me sort of nice. I ain't going to lie. Sun conjunct Jupiter. Take it away. Get into that. So on the 19th, Sun moves into Gemini. What else? Not particularly doing anything great. We've got Saturn in Pisces, not doing anything, not really making any aspects to anybody. really, who, I mean, Venus, where's Venus now? Yeah, I mean, Venus was making a sex style to him. I think I spoke about that last week, but that's gone. Yeah, not much there. Okay, so 19th, 20th of May. Anything happening on the 20th? Sorry, apologies. I made a mistake there. The sun is going to move into Gemini on the 20th of May. Apologies. My apologies. Not the 19th. I said the 19th, I believe. On the 20th of May, the sun will then move into Gemini, whereas the other planets will still be in Taurus. So what do we have? Now this is an interesting one. Well, round about, starting from about the 18th, we're going to have the sun conjunct Jupiter. And on the 19th of May, we're going to have the sun sextile Neptune. Welcome to Katrina to the Lunar Lounge podcast. We're going to have sun sextile Neptune. Now, that's a very good aspect. It's an aspect of opportunity. Now, sun sextile Neptune, what is that about? This is going to be on the 19th of May. We're likely going to be a bit more sensitive, more compassionate. Watch what happens around on the news around that particular time. So we're likely going to be more sensitive. We're likely great for meditation, great for doing any kind of spiritual work, great for doing any kind of charitable work. Yeah, sun Neptune is really good, and it's going to be a trine. For those of you who may be working on dreams, out-of-body experiences, spiritual stuff, yeah, sun Neptune could be good. And being that it's just at that, you know, tail end of Taurus, maybe you want to have a drink, you know, have a glass of wine. So sun Neptune. So we're going to have sun Neptune, not going to be for long, but that will be on the 19th. We'll have the sun Neptune. It will also be the 20th. On the 20th is probably when it's 19th, 20th is where it's going to be exact. The sextile, sun Neptune sextile. And then on that 20th, it will move into Gemini. So what else is going to be happening? Not much happening. We're going to have a sextile with Jupiter and Neptune. We've got a Jupiter-Neptune sextile. That's about dreaming big. That's about being very, very creative. That's about really discovering things that are beyond the boundaries. It's expanding the boundaries in some kind of way. Huge amounts of compassion there. Huge of spirituality, whatever spirituality is for you, because spirituality is different things for different people and can be different things. When I say spiritual, I mean it in the context of doing something that can benefit other people. It can be great. So Jupiter sextile in Neptune can really be great, a great expansion, a great time to share love, a great time to be compassionate to one another, and really sort of like, you know, spread the love. Jupiter Neptune is really a good one. So that's they're going to be in sextile. Then what? This is an interesting one. The sun is going to move into Gemini on the 20th. As he moves into Gemini, what does he do? Well, he forms a trine to Pluto. We're going to have sun trine Pluto on the 20th, 21st, 22nd. It's going to be exact on the 23rd of May. There's going to be a trine. Pluto is about power, regeneration, transformation. You want to change something in your life? that is the perfect way. Want to find a solution to change something in your life? Sun, trine, Pluto. So that is really good. That is going to be something to definitely look forward to. I definitely commend that. I welcome that. Sun, trine, Pluto. Mark that down in your diary. It will start from the moment that the sun moves into Gemini. As he moves into Gemini, he's going to be making an applying trine towards Pluto. Regenerative energy. Time to be regenerated, to be renewed. Time to let go. If there's anything in your life that you're trying to let go, do it then. Do it on the 20th, 21st, 22nd. Do it then. And alleviate and remove that. And guess what? On the 23rd of May, we also have a full moon. We've got a full moon in the sign of Sagittarius. The great old Saggy, which is ruled by the planet Jupiter. And just going back a day, on the 22nd of May, 23rd of May, Venus is going to be conjunct Jupiter. So I think it was Yvette or Jackie who talked about box of chocolates. Maybe you're really going to be in some chocolates then. Back away from the chocolates, man. Yeah, you know, that's really going to be quite indulgent. So we're going to have be having a lead up, because the Venus Jupiter conjunction is really going to be starting from about the 18th, 19th. It's really starting to pick up, and then it becomes exact on the 22nd, 23rd. Really, really good energy. We've got the two great benefics, which is what my question was about in the competition time. I may leave it rolling on. So we're going to have these two great benefics. Really a good time. And then that's going to be on the 22nd. They're going to be conjunct. They're still going to be good, but on the 23rd, we're going to have a full moon in the sign of Sagittarius. Here, there, and everywhere, baby. Jack says, I'm eating chocolate right now. Back away from the chocolate, okay? Back away from the chocolate. Yeah. It is what it is. So full moon in Sag. Full moon's always about bringing things to completion, things to fruition. Now, remember last week we had the new moon. So whatever you planted should start to take some form. This full moon should shed a little bit of light on that. It's not completed. It's nowhere near it. But, you know, the new moon was the inserting, it was the initiating, it was the planting the seed. When you plant a seed, if you've ever done planting, remember at school, did you ever have to plant, you know, corn in a little can or something, you know, do a little plant, and then, you know, a week later it would sprout? That's what this is. So within a week or two, we see something sprouting, but it's not the full product yet. But at least we're seeing something kind of forming. And that's what this full moon is going to be about. So this full moon in Sagittarius is going to be enlightening you and shedding light on what it is that you planted last week when we had the new moon in Taurus. Shout out to Mason. D.I. Stockler said, who said chocolate? You want to get over here on the YouTube. We've got a bunch of chocolate fanatics. Well, not fanatics, but you know, we got a number of people who are indulging in the chocolate due to the Taurus season, and God knows, maybe from the 17th, 18th, 19th of this month. It's starting in a few days' time. Really, Venus is really, you know, making her way towards Jupiter. So you know. We're going to want to indulge even more. D.I. Stockton said he's on his way, people. FaZe letting me know I'm drinking it. So she's drinking a hot chocolate with you guys. Oh, God. I'll tell you something that you should be drinking. You need to be drinking this. Magic Mind. That's what you need to be getting. And it's nice and green, which is a very Taurus color. Anyhow, I'll save that till later. Okay, Yvette saying love the laughs of the sound bites. Okay. Jack saying I would love to join you, Faye, but it's too hot there. Oh god, yeah, tell me about it. Some people, they have all the fun. So this is what this full moon is going to be about. This full moon is about bringing to fruition what it is that we planted. And I'll talk more about that again next week, maybe four. So we get the full moon on the 23rd of May. And then literally on that 23rd, 24th of May, Venus is going to move into Gemini. Venus moves into Gemini. It's quite interesting because Mercury is going to be in Taurus. So they're going to be a mutual reception there. We're going to have a mutual reception. But Venus is going to move into Gemini. What's going to happen with our values and our, you know, love life? It's all going to be in the air, isn't it? We're going to be flirting. Shout out to Iffy. Welcome. Hello. Hello. So Venus will move into Gemini on the 23rd, 24th of May. And then what? On the 25th, 26th of May, the planet Jupiter moves into Gemini. Planet Jupiter moves into Gemini. The big planet himself. The big awesome. Planet himself. Yeah, he's going to move into Gemini, the zodiac sign of the twins, ruled by Mercury, planet of communication. Gemini is the energy of here, there, and everywhere. Ceaseless, moving from one place to another, always adapting, changing. So Jupiter represents what? Our philosophies, our belief structure, our ideologies. So Jupiter moving into Gemini, and he's going to be there for the next year, is telling us and giving us a heads up of that we are needing to change and adapt our philosophies and spiritual beliefs. That can be a difficult thing to do. Because Gemini provides a terrain that is very, well, it's mutable. It's an air sign as well. It's all up in the mind. It's in the air. It's our way of thinking. So Jupiter moving into Gemini is really going to be, ooh. I'm going to talk more about it next week. It's quite interesting because Jupiter's also going to move into Gemini where he's going to square Saturn. Now, that's not going to be good for the economy. Giving you a heads up. But I'm sure you already know that, don't you? Taking into consideration, we've got these big elections coming up. We've got one this year in the UK. I don't know what month it's going to be, but I think but they're talking about, it looks like we are going to be having a general election. I just don't know the date yet, but I don't know, maybe September or something. Who knows? The big one is going to be America, of course. Mr. Joe Biden and Mr. Donald Trump. You know. Yeah. Mr. Donnie's making his way back to the White House. I tell you, man, this guy just keeps, I keep telling people about this chart. You know, people, even astrologers sort of like, you know, we get into little debates and they're like, yeah, but that's it. Check the chart. You're an astrologer, man. Check the chart. Does that look like somebody who's going to lose? But who knows? Shout out to Mason. In utero, those Geminis, constant motion. Yes. Gemini is about the constant motion. Zoom, 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 24/7. Yeah, correcto mundo, Mason. You're on point. So Jupiter moving into Gemini is going to be a bit of a tough one. He is in detriment in Gemini. It's not one of the best signs for him. However, he is an air sign, so he is triplicity ruler. Not all bad. Does have some dignity there. But he is going to square Saturn. And I will explain how that will unfold. Maybe next week or the week after, I'm going to go into the Jupiter-Saturn. And how the Jupiter-Saturn cycle is very important. And how the Jupiter-Saturn cycle is very important for our economy. Worldwide. I don't care. This is globally. It's the same song being sang in every country. You know those blonde-haired, blue-eyed people, you know, where life just seems to be okay and perfect. Don't get me wrong, the grass always looks greener on the other side, but it's not the case. Everywhere's having their difficulty and their struggles. Yvette saying, what a nightmare, Trump coming back. Yeah, it looks like he's on his way. Unless they've got a spare tank they can aim at him. I'm not suggesting that they do that, but if they've got a spare tank, you know. Yeah, something like that. So he's coming back in the White House, so it looks like he's on his way back. So it's going to be party time. That's what it is. Yeah, exactly. Trump's coming back. So, yeah. So Jupiter's going to move in on the 26th of May. He's going to the sign of Gemini. And I think that will be it for this month. There won't be no anymore. The last lunation will be that full moon that we get in Sag. I think I'm going to leave it just there. And then next week, I'll talk about June and what's happening in June and how, after a few days, we move into June, Mercury's going to move into Gemini and things are going to get speeded up. So, yeah. It is what it is. Let's go. Back to our main of the cosmic news. Competition time. Somebody saying, can I place a bet on Trump coming back? Yeah, why not? I don't think you get good odds. Because he's really he's quite popular. I mean, things may change. Things will change, won't they? The closer we get to the election, but mind you, I mean, he's doing it. I don't know. He is doing it. So yeah, you can place a bet. I don't know how I don't know how good the odds will be though, but yeah, I mean, give it a shot. Try and win a bit of money. Why not? What is it I was going to say? Okay, so it's competition time, ladies and gentlemen. Competition time. Last week I asked the question. What? You've got to name me three things that Venus and Jupiter have in common. Only two people have emailed in. They do not have the answer. Out of the two people that emailed in, no, actually, two of them, both of them, they've got one so far each. The other two they do not have. The question is, what does the planet Venus and the planet Jupiter have in common? Three things that they have in common. Yeah? Three things that they have in common with each other. Yeah? That is the question. So, competition time. The email address is on your screens. thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. It's the first person who emails me next week, Tuesday, at 12 midnight GMT time. You can set your emails to send it directly if you know the three things that Venus and Jupiter have in common. My screen's going thing again. I may be cutting out at your end. I don't know. I do apologize for that. It looks like I'm going to have to step up with my computer. That's the only excuse. There's no other reason why. Because I want this show to be fast and swift and coming to you guys. It is what it is, says Fane. Yes, it is. It is what it is. try telling that to people who are not in favor of, Mr. You-Know-Who. First person who inboxes me next week, Tuesday, 12 midnight, GMT time, at thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. The question still stands. I'm going to leave it up. Winner gets £30. What are the three things that Venus and Jupiter have in common? Three things. Please list it. Send it in. The two people who did come in, who didn't get it, were astronomical. It's not astronomical. These are all astrological questions that I'm asking. So, what are the three things that Venus and Jupiter have in common? First person who emails me next week, Tuesday, from 12 midnight GMT. And that person will be the person who... gets the £30 if you answer correctly, of course. You may not answer correctly, but hey, it is what it is. But that is the email address there right on your screens, so don't say you didn't see it. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. I think we are all aware of what Well, it's on your screens, isn't it? It's going across your screens. Tarot card of the week. So I'm just shuffling the cards. I'm going to cut it. You know me. I'm just going to cut it straight. And then let's see. What's going to be the tarot card of the week? And we'll bring the show to an end. Okay. And the tarot card for this week is... We got the Chariot. Wow, wow, wow. Well, I like that. Could be a little bit of a bumpy ride. This card is about travel. It's about movement. It's about focusing on the home. This card is indicating that over the course of the next week, that we need to stay on track. We need to stay on course. Our goals, our aims, our ambitions, whatever it is that we're trying to reach for, this card is letting us know that we must stay focused because we are likely going to be pulled in two different directions. You may get to a stage, it may get a little bit bumpy. You may think, shall I turn back? Shall I divert? No, stay on course. This card is indicating that you will be victorious in your endeavors. But it will be somewhat a bit bumpy. There goes my screen again. Apologies if it's you're picking up a bit of a slow motion video. But yes, this is what the Chariot is about. It's about becoming victorious in the face of adversity. This is what it is. So over the course of the next week, you are going to be victorious. It's going to be a bit bumpy, but stay on course, stay determined, stay strong. Hold your ground. and you will be fine. It's also indicating about travel. So many of you may be traveling. Now, when I say traveling, not necessarily internationally, but just how you commute around town. Watch your cars, watch your vehicles. I myself, I'm on a bike. So I'm going to have to watch out for that. So yeah, just watching that, watching how you're commuting, how you're getting around town, how you're driving up and down. Be mindful. Don't speed. Don't park where you're not supposed to park. You know, all those kind of stuff. You know the rules. This could be an advert for government, couldn't it? Could be an advert for Rishi Sunak. That is what the chariot is about. It's about movement. So you're probably going to be involving yourself in lots of various kinds of movement over the course of the next week. And that's what the chariot card is about. So stay focused, stay on point, go for that goal, and you will be fine. Tarot card of the week, the chariot. I like it. And that brings us to the end of the show. People, I want to thank each and every single one of you. Lunar Lounge Podcast brought to you by Magic Mind, a drink that, I say it's a drink, but it's a shot. It's a shot. Let's face it, it's a shot. You know, you just, it's little. It's just, you know, like sometimes you get these ginger shots and these little shots. All natural, you know. Boost energy, fatigue. Like, seriously, yesterday the guy was saying to me at the gym, you come every day, don't you? I'm like, yeah, near enough. At best, maybe I'm telling you, I'm going on treadmill, I'm running miles, I'm swimming laps, I'm hitting the punch bag. You cannot keep up with me. And I'm telling you, this drink definitely has enhanced, of course, other things as well, lifestyle, perform, you know, your diet and stuff like that. But this drink definitely is the one that will wake you up. Brain is like on point, and it needs to be on point with the amount of work that I do. The link will be in the bio. I will be uploading it today. But if you look at my past videos also as well, you should get there. There's a discount code there, so you can get the discount code. So you can get it at a cheaper price. Thanks to the Lunar Lounge Podcast. Thanks for you supporting the Lunar Lounge Podcast. Let's keep the show going. Let's keep the show growing. Thank you, each and every single one of you. Thanks all you guys who came here on the Instagram. Thank you for your participation. All of you guys here on YouTube, really, really appreciate it. And all for those of you guys who are also watching on Facebook, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I believe that is my time. I will be back with you as usual next week, same place, same time. Until then, stay safe, be good, and you ain't got nothing at all to worry about.
To the Lunar Lounge.
My name's Israel Ojozi. You've been listening to the Lunar Lounge.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.